Mountain View County, the Legacy Land Trust Society has completed more than a dozen conservation easement projects in Mountain View County over the past 10 years, Executive Director Rebecca Nielsen told councilors at the recent, regularly scheduled council meeting. Nielsen appeared before council as a delegation to provide an update on the organization and to take questions from councilors. Established in 2013 as a nonprofit charity, the organization provides landowners with expertise in legal conservation tools, land health assessment, and conservation and stewardship techniques. Legacy's success over the last 10 years has really been built through partnership and community, and Mountain View County has been one of most long-standing and important partners, said Nielsen. The Society's first conservation easement, CE, was registered in 2015. The easements outline what is to be done with the land over time, such as preserving wetlands on the property. To date, 15 CEs have been registered covering a total of 3,397 acres. There are also 8 CEs in progress, coming more than 1,000 acres. Legacy is also involved with the Water Quality and U2.0 program, which engages county residents in voluntary conservation and stewardship practices on their own land. Coun. Jennifer Lutz asked about who Legacy works with other stakeholders. We work regularly with a number of community partners, such as ALUS, Cows and Fish, and the Red Deer River Watershed Alliance, Nielsen said. Rev. Angela Albers said, Legacy has come a long way and you have definitely added a lot of significant beautiful land into the legacy. It is important, the work you do, and thank you for the support that you provide to landowners who are passionate about environment and their lands and giving them an opportunity to be able to do something about that in the future. Albers commended the society members for their work. Council accepted Nielsen's delegation as information.